Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Senator Blanche Lincoln, Senator Mike Johanns teaming up. We'll tell you what they're teaming up about in just a moment.
How'd that look, Coach?
Good, but really go for it this time. After you open up, start with a big dip and give it a swirl. Then end with a twist.
Okay, I think I've got the chicken McNuggets down. Now, do you want to work on my ice skating?
Feed your Olympic spirit with McDonald's new sweet chili sauce, available only during the Olympic Winter Games. It's a sweet and spicy kick for an Olympic favorite, the juicy made with white meat chicken McNuggets.
How was that?
I give it a 10. Peace.
At participating McDonald's.
The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
These days, not everyone is on the same page when it comes to understanding the great things about beef and beef production. This is Baxter Black here to remind you that your beef checkoff dollars tell a positive story about beef and correct misinformation spread by those who may not have all the facts. Learn more about how your checkoff sets the record straight by visiting mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
It's a bipartisan call for the Japanese to get her done. Senator Blanche Lincoln, the Democrat from Arkansas, who's chair lady of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and Senator Mike Johanns, Republican of Nebraska, former Secretary of Agriculture, yesterday introduced a resolution pressing Japan to lift its partial ban on U.S. beef. The two senators were joined by 17 bipartisan co-sponsors. The resolution states that Japan should immediately expand market access for U.S. beef products and urges the Obama administration to insist on increased market access from Japan. Senator Lincoln says that due in large part to a lack of export markets, American beef producers have lost an average of $1.4 billion annually since 2003, despite the fact that sound science tells us that our product is safe. Asia continues to hold the greatest growth potential in market access for American beef exports, and these non-tariff trade barriers from Japan must be brought down. According to Senator Johanns, for too long, Japan has been grossly unfair in its treatment of U.S. beef and beef products for reasons that defy scientific rationalization, even as the U.S. goes out of its way to treat Japanese products fairly. He says, we've proven that U.S. beef is safe for consumption. Japan must recognize that fact and remove its non-scientific barriers to our beef sales. One group that is applauding the action of the senators on their bipartisan resolution on beef trade with Japan, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Their president is Steve Fogelsong, who is a cattle rancher from the state of Illinois. He says that Japan's trade restrictions are completely unjustified. It's not based on sound science, and it's in violation of international guidelines. He says that Senator Johanns brought this trade imbalance to the forefront by questioning how Japan would respond if the U.S. were to ban all imports of Japanese cars because of safety issues with some Toyota vehicles. The U.S. would never consider such a heavy-handed and excessive measure, but that's essentially what Japan has done to U.S. beef. He says, I'm pleased that Senator Johanns demonstrated the inconsistencies of and flawed thinking behind this particular ban. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has indicated that if we could see the market access to Japan be raised from the 20-month threshold of animals that are allowed to have beef sent from them to Japan from 20 months up to 30 months of age, we're talking about $1 billion worth of value to the U.S. cattle industry potentially in additional sales to the Japanese in a single year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, March 13th, don't miss the Hall Coyote Hills all-black, all-pole limousine bull sale. That'll be at 1 o'clock at the ranch, a mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma. That's on Highway 5. The sale begins at 1 p.m., selling 80 black pole limousine and limflex bulls. Call 580-597-3006 to receive a catalog, or just visit hallchr, that's hallchr.com, to view the catalog. That's Saturday, March 13th, the Hall Coyote Hills limousine bull sale, Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
You can check previous Beef Buzz programs on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the button, Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting on the Radio Oklahoma Network.